KORN News Radio Sports for this Friday, December 12th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. We do have coverage tonight of South Dakota State men's basketball as they host Dakota Wesleyan at 7 o'clock. Jackrabbit pregame show starts at 6:30 on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. South Dakota State men are coming off a 68-64 win on Tuesday night at Ball State as they improved to 6-5 on the season. Meanwhile, for Dakota Wesleyan, they've lost four in a row, coming off a 77-69 loss at Dort on Tuesday night. So this game will count as an exhibition for Dakota Wesleyan. Meanwhile, this will be the final home game of the month and for 2025 for the Jackrabbit men, as they'll be in Sioux Falls on Monday, taking on Wyoming at the Pentagon. They then travel to face Milwaukee next Friday night. And then the Jackrabbits wrap up the month at number one ranked Arizona, coming up on December 29th. Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball at home this weekend for a single game as they host the College of St. Mary tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Corn Palace. Dakota Wesleyan nearly knocked off the number one ranked team in the country, Dort, on Tuesday night, but they ultimately fell to the defenders 86-81. The Tiger women are 6-4 on the season, ranked 14th in the latest NAIA women's basketball poll. South Dakota State women's basketball at home this weekend, hosting Ball State Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Our coverage starts at 1:30 on KORN News Radio. The SDSU women have won four straight, including a 59-57 victory on Wednesday night at Northern Iowa. Mitchell Curdle Gymnastics is scheduled to host O'Gorman tonight for a duel, and that was rescheduled from yesterday. That'll be at the high school gym this evening at 6 p.m. And Mitchell Boys and Girls Wrestling competing today as they get ready to head out to the Rapid City Invitational. And that starts today at noon Central Time and continues through Saturday. Big football game for USD tomorrow. The Coyotes will be at number 3, Montana. It will be a 2:30 Central Time kickoff on Saturday and show nationally on ABC in the quarterfinals of the FCS playoffs. USD blew out the 6-seed Mercer last week, 47-0. USD and Montana are set to meet for the 21st time in school history, with this being their first ever meeting in the playoffs. Coyote running back L.J. Phillips Jr. leads the FCS with 1,847 rushing yards, along with 18 touchdowns. Also this weekend for USD, men's basketball hosting Prairie View A&M tomorrow at 1 p.m. in Vermilion. The Coyotes lost their last time out at Wyoming, 106-79 on Tuesday nights. And high school basketball from last night, James Valley Christian defeated Mitchell Christian in boys basketball 63-34. And it was a number one versus number two matchup in AA girls. Number two Brandon Valley defeats number one O'Gorman 63-54. With that win, Brandon Valley ends O'Gorman's 50-game winning streak. Brandon Valley's Olivia Pageant had 40 of their 63 points last night. More sports online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.